with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. As a freshman in college, Alabama-born Dennis McFarland entertained the notion of becoming a writer.
And I wrote one short story and I sent it to the Atlantic Monthly, and I declared there that if they didn't take it, then I was going to give up the idea of being a writer. And of course they didn't take it, so I gave up the idea of being a writer.
Instead, Dennis McFarland became a hippie.
I had long hair and had the same pair of jeans that I wore every day, and the same pair of, I think I had a shirt that was a long underwear shirt that I wore every day. It was kind of like a uniform. And I lived in a house out in California with 13 other people.
Where he did drugs and protested the war. Eventually, McFarland cleaned up his act and headed east.
I was just roaming around the country, and I thought I'd try New York. So I came here just because I was kind of a lost soul at the time.
McFarland earned a degree in music at Brooklyn College, but performing in public gave him stage fright, which prompted him to return to writing.
It was something that I could do in a room alone, that, you know, without an audience.
McFarland sold his first short story to The New Yorker in 1980, and after several false starts, began the novel that became The Music Room, published last year to rave reviews.
More than once I heard the phrase, well, this is not a book that's going to make anybody rich. And then it became a bestseller.
The Music Room is the story of two brothers born to alcoholic parents. When the younger brother commits suicide, the other goes on a search for the reason. Dennis McFarland's The Music Room is a rich, complex novel and is now an Avon trade paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Dennis McFarland and his wife would often read detective stories to each other. The whodunit form prompted him to write a novel with a central question at its heart.
Somewhere along the line, I came up with the central question being that this person's brother had killed himself, and the living brother would set off on a quest to try to figure out why he did it.
That's the premise behind Dennis McFarland's critically acclaimed novel, The Music Room. McFarland says there are too many instances in literature in which a person's self-destructive act is explained by a single dark incident.
It seemed to me much truer that people who decided to take their own lives made that decision out of a complicated combination of things that went on in their past, and not because of one specific event.
And in The Music Room, the reader discovers that the suicide of the one brother is never completely explained. However, alcoholism rages within the family in the novel.
Often, in families that have this self-destructive disease, we find substance abuse or other kinds of addictions. It's the supposition of the book that there's something about the self-destructive disease that gets passed on to the child, even if it takes a different form in the next generation.
The Music Room is a sad and disturbing novel by Dennis McFarland. It's been republished as a trade paperback by Avon. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.